name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. On this day of worship and thanksgiving and commitment, I want to say a special thank you to all of our choristers who've been a part of our chorister festival. Thank you to the adults that have been working with them over the last few days. Thank you all so much for your offering of the beauty of song and your voices. It is an inspiration for all of us as we gather for worship to have you really leading us in worship this day, and we're very thankful for that. St. Luke seeks to be a church for the whole person in the whole world, and part of being a church for the whole person is for each stage of that person as we journey through life's journey. And the church is there, hopefully, for all of us at each moment in our life's journey, from the first and youngest days all the way to the final moments. And thank you for reflecting that for us this day. If you've been around St. Luke's for the last few months, you may have picked up on the idea that I love Luke's gospel. And I also love St. Luke. And I love St. Luke's. And I'm sad to report that something sad is about to happen. This Sunday and next Sunday are the final two Sundays we'll have Luke as our gospel reading for quite some time. When we get to Advent, we'll shift to Matthew, and Matthew will be our guide for most all of next year. And then the following Advent, we'll go to Mark. So we're talking 3 years before we get back to the good one. But fortunately, God teaching me something maybe in the liturgy. Today's collect said, "Blessed Lord, who caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning." I think that was for me, because it doesn't say, "Blessed Lord, who caused Luke to be written," but all of Scripture. But in that spirit that we only have a little more time with Luke, let's don't waste it. So let's see Luke once again with some fresh eyes maybe this day. Many of you know that we've been talking a lot about Luke, and that using Luke as our inspiration, we're seeking to be a church for the whole person and the whole world. And in that, one thing you may not know is that Luke, the writer of Luke's gospel, is also the writer of what we call the Book of Acts. And many people actually just refer to it as Luke Acts. In some ways, it's one work in two volumes or two chapters. What we call Luke, the Gospel of Luke, is the story of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit empowering Jesus to be the witness in the world. And Jesus goes forth clearly demonstrating his love for the whole person and the whole world. Now, in the book of Acts, it picks up and follows in many ways an intentional parallel flow. But in the book of Acts, it's the early Christian community that is empowered by the Spirit. And they go forth doing the same works that Jesus did. They go forth praying for sick people. They go forth teaching and preaching. And they begin to live that witness of being ministers for the whole person and the whole world. And the thing that we see in Acts, that one of the things I love about Luke is he's the only of our gospel writers that gives us the next chapter, if you will, the next part of the story of what comes after the ascension of Jesus. And in Acts, Luke Acts, we see it in the Acts part. And I think one of the powerful things that the writer of Luke Acts gives us in Acts is we see the earliest days of Christian community, the earliest days of the Christian church. We see them empowered by the Spirit, and they begin to be the witnesses to their whole known world. They go to what they considered in their region, all these different nations and languages and peoples and tribes, and they go by land, they go by water. Acts even documents the missionary efforts of Peter, and also Paul's full missionary journey is documented in the book of Acts. And the reason I hold this up is because the church in the book of Acts is on fire. Like, amazing things are happening. They say that their numbers were being added to daily. They said some days they were baptizing thousands of people. People were hungry. They were seeking meaning and purpose. And the early Christian community was a place that they were finding that through the message of Jesus. And the reason I think this is important to know is we hear today's gospel lesson from Luke. which at first can seem quite troubling, quite apocalyptic, to hear the words of Jesus in Luke's gospel today, the world will turn upside down. Everything will be falling apart. You will be persecuted. Even this grand temple that they were looking at that represented not only their religion, but their culture, their governance, everything about their lives was represented in that temple. And Jesus says, even this temple will be turned to rubble and left just stones. And the reason I want to highlight Luke and the Acts part is when Luke writes the gospel that we call Luke's gospel, it's after the story of Acts has already happened. He's writing it all together. And so the church has already blossomed. The church has already been on fire and spread and multiplying. But what's also true is everything Jesus said would happen is happening to them. Their world was upside down. The very temple that was the center of their faith, of their governance, of their culture, was crumbling and had crumbled already. Families were divided. They were being persecuted, the early Christian community. Their world was upside down. Everything was topsy-turvy. Everything Jesus said in Luke to expect to happen was happening to the first hearers of Luke's gospel when it was written down that much later. But both were true. The world was upside down. Everything they relied on, their institutions, their structures that brought comfort to their lives, all of it was crumbling. And the church was baptizing daily, spreading the good news. People were drawn to it continually, day in and day out. Some say that the Christian church took a turn that made it actually more difficult to be authentically Christian when in the 300s the emperor was baptized, and then from that Christianity becomes the official religion of the empire. And in the earliest days when Christianity was thriving, it was meeting people where they were hurting and struggling and seeing the world fall apart around them. It was harder to hold up this message of Jesus and the early Christian church spreading of that. It was harder to do that when all of a sudden the church had an office in the emperor's palace, when the church was all of a sudden behind the walls of authority, and the church was intertwined with the structures of authority in their lives around them. Some say that in our life, not the history, but in our time, where we are in this moment, in our setting, that just maybe the life that we're living is a little bit closer to the early Christian community than we would like. For many of us, we look around and it can feel like institutions that we've trusted either are cracked, starting to crumble, or feel like they will soon. That might be religious institutions. That might be government. That might be all sorts of arenas of our world that we used to think were safe and secure to support us as we walk through the journey of life together, and now are not so sure. Just maybe this is a little bit more like the time in the early Christian community when the gospel took root, when people were hungry, when people were needing to hear that their life had meaning, that there was a higher calling, a deeper purpose. I don't know about you, but I find when everything in life is going really well, I don't feel that need for spiritual rootedness. It's much more when I'm not sure about what's going on in the world, when I'm not sure if the world around us, the institutions around us are going to hold, when I see that our government, the people of government, like the people of our country, so mistrust one another that they can't even work together to make common sense decisions to help our country and our people. Institutions are struggling, but just maybe that's our moment to hold up a light of what it means to love God, to love one another, and to love all of God's children. Just maybe this is a fertile moment in our time, in our story, that people will want to seek to be baptized, to be received, to be confirmed, into communities that are seeking to serve the whole person and the whole world, to hold up a light of love and compassion and mercy, to hold up a light of care and concern for all of God's children, the poor, the sick, the hungry, all of God's children. Just maybe this is our moment, that the people around us are at their hungriest for spiritual food and drink and nourishment. And when they see and find that there are people seeking to serve the whole person, the whole world, love the whole person at any age of that journey, and love the whole world, just maybe what happened in the book of Acts, what happened in the early church, will begin to happen to us. And people will seek out Christ's touch and sense of meaning, sense of purpose in their lives. Both were true in the time of Acts. The world was upside down and the church was going great guns. Just maybe we can hold out that hope to know that God is faithful. And even in moments of confusion, uncertainty, when the institutions that we once trusted no longer seem sure, we can lean even more on one another and on our God. And in that witness, people will see that there is hope for all. There is hope for them. There is something they can hold on to, that God is faithful. God is faithful. This day we're being asked to bring our commitments to support the work and ministry that God is doing in and through and with the community of St. Luke's. As we do, I invite us all to recognize that just maybe this is the moment in our time, in our setting, that people around us need the witness that we bring. People need the witness of unity and love and compassion and embracing one another across differences. Just maybe this is the moment that our commitment to allow St. Luke's to keep doing all the things that make us a people of Luke for the whole person in the whole world are most needed. And through your support, through your offerings, through your giving, that light can continue to be upheld, and it can continue to feed and nourish us, that when we go our different ways on Monday, we can each be that light of Christ in our time, show people that God is faithful, and there are still people holding out hope that God will see us through, even in moments of division, conflict, when institutions seem to be struggling. God is faithful. God is with us. We can bring that message, and just maybe, like Luke's Acts, just maybe people will say, wow, the church is baptizing people regularly, receiving, embracing, sharing the good news of God in Christ. I want some of what they have.